Hi, I'm Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Hi, nice to meet you. Guys, I'm really excited to get this story being told in documentary form, not just because of the obvious, you guys making people laugh over the years with the movies and some of the trials and tribulations of your lives, but really about how I think you guys are so underrated in terms of the comedic renaissance that was happening on stage in the 1970s. Were y'all excited to get to relive that portion of your comedic
life? It was
lives?
Nice because we were, you know, we played a gig in Vegas where we'd come in for once a month for 3 days, and then we rotated that with us, Lily Tomlin, George Carlin, and Gallagher. So we were right in the middle. It was the first residencies in Vegas. So that was a memory with all those guys.
Because they came from rural days, and all of a sudden here, almost 50 years later, the original movie Up in Smoke and some of those are still being played at various theaters, and they're still popular. And that makes me very happy when you have friends that have been able to maintain in the entertainment business that kind of longevity and still be loved. Look how they're loved today. It's beautiful. People like them.
Being two ethnic hippies, they were not on television, and the fact that they became these rock star comedians was just phenomenal.
Because you guys have to get a little bit self-reflective in talking about the past, the good and the bad. Did that lead to anything revelatory or epiphanous in getting to go through that sort of therapy?
It's hard to get angry or sad or bad when you're getting a big paycheck. You know, whatever you have to... When people say, you know, don't you get tired of that? I tell them, I've had worse jobs.
No, it was interesting reliving it all because the 70s were a great, great decade. That's when rock and roll was at its height, you know, and we were right in the middle of that mix because we were rock stars rather than comedy stars, you know, because we crossed over.
What has most surprised you about each of these guys?
Well, they're super cool people, and they really haven't changed very much in the last 40 years, but I know two sides of them. Cheech became a great artist, by the way, of Chicano art and some paintings himself, and the guys just had a lot of, shall we say, challenges along the way, especially Chong, but they overcame them all, and what's really cool, and I try and tell everybody, is they're smart. They're not just stoner. I mean, these guys are real smart. Not that stoners aren't smart, right, but these guys have a brain on them, and they're so down to earth, and that has not changed. The surprising is they kept on growing 40 some odd years later. They're still extremely popular. Like to get into our theater, you gotta go all the way up 7th Street. Goes around the corner.
Congratulations on this film. What was Tommy like as a dad when you were a kid?
This is why I had the need to make a documentary, because so many people have asked me that. And this way I get to share it with the world. Everyone gets to see what this man is like. And you can only imagine what it's like growing up with a man like this.
Telling a story like this involves asking a lot of questions and learning much more about a person than you may have known about them previously. Was there a most surprising thing that you learned from chatting with these guys, getting to know them, and talking to people that have been in their lives for the last 50 plus years?
I think what people will be surprised by, but it's right in front of us all the time, is they're very yin-yang. Cheech needs to know, and Tommy doesn't want to know.
What do you love about Austin as a longtime resident of this great city?
Well, I moved here 24 years ago, the day in my raising my son here. It'd be a city that I would really love. The people, the city, the environment, what they stand for, and family values. You cannot beat Austin, Texas. Plus, we're in the middle of the United States. I can fly anywhere I want in 3 hours. So that helps out a lot.
Underrated element for sure.
Love the town very much.
Some of your favorite places to eat in town right now?
Well, I would say if it's around Thanksgiving, I'd go over to Mobile Loaves and Fishes, the community. They serve one hell of a turkey. I know I'll serve it. But we have some other really, really great places here. I know when we first started with sushi bars, there was one or two. Now there's so many of them. My God, yo. Holy cow.
Same thing with Italian, too.
Oh, incredible. Italian all over. And there was nothing before. Nothing. Just very, very few. So I would say almost any restaurant you go to here will be exceptionally well. I'm really impressed with the food here. So does it have one or two that were our favorites? There aren't one or two any longer. It's multitude of them.
Do you have an accurate estimate on how much weed you guys have smoked together over the last decade?
I don't think the scale is big enough.
A lot.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and not like they did, but you know, maybe I did have a joint or two or three or four.
And how much weed have you guys smoked together over the years?
Today?
Over exactly. The years.
Over I the would years. Say 4.8. I don't know.
Three shovelfuls.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks.